The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidadav Choftes. Hoyo v'boli yodenu, the whole union of sveikos and psokim that are self-contradictory ze bo ze. It's a choshev inyan legabe nido, legabe cheshbonis that are behemshech hagemoris in the Masechta. Legabe calculating days with a calculation of if it was Yimei Toyar or Yimei Tumo will contradict each other, which is how we got involved with the Tesis Davkov Zayin, Tesis and Bavakama. There's also the Nekud of Chazokis, which figures prominently Behemshech. Tlios in Chazokis, which also sometimes comes out in different calculations, comes out self-contradictory. So we're going to continue discussing this Noise and maybe clarify a few new principles. We'll bring down an interesting Maramokim, a Meiri, in Brochas Dav Chof Zayin. There's a famous discussion about, we know this Machlokis, when the Zmanim, Legabi Mincha and Meiriv start and stop. The Shita of the Tana Reb Yehuda is that Mincha goes to Plaga Mincha, and Meiriv, one is able to daven from Plaga Mincha, and then there's the Shita of the Rabbanon that hold that Mincha goes until Laila, until Shkia, and from Shkia and on, one can daven Meiriv. And based on the idea of Plaga Mincha on the Shita Reb Yehuda is how we do on Erev Shabbos, where we daven Mincha before, and we daven Marv afterwards. One should be makbid, the poskim say, not to daven mincha after the plag and Marv before Shkia, because that's minei ubeis tira. The Meiri in Brachas Dav Chof Zayin says, what about from Tuesday to Wednesday? That's clear. The Gemara says, David Kemar, one could do like Rabbi Yehuda, one could do like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no definitive psak halacha. The question is, could one daven on Monday this way and on Tuesday that way? Could one daven Friday night, mincha before the plag and Marv, and then Matzah Shabbos Dav Mincha right before the Shkia? Everybody does it. Would seem that it's mutter. Shabbos, by the way, as an aside in parentheses, is not necessarily tolui in the same fact as the rest of the week. The famous Aruch HaShulchan that explains over there that the Zmanei Tfilas for Erev Shabbos and Leil Shabbos are inherently different than the Zmanei Tfilas for the rest of the week. But if it would be on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, is one allowed to be knowing one way one day, the other day, the meaning of the Velt is yes. The Meiri says that I have a Raya from Shnei Shvilin. The Aloch is by Shnei Shvilin, that even though there's two Psokim, there was a person who went on this Shvil, a person who went on that Shvil. The Aloch is that if the Shalos are not asked together, both of them are Mutter, because you can have two Psokim that are contradictory, Minei Ubei. Frech the Stipler and kills Yaakov. In Broche, Shnei Shvilin is talking about Shnei Bnei Adam. So what you have to say is what the Aruch Lener says by us in the Sugya, when he's talking about Shnei Shvilin, B'yachas to Tu Psokim. And he says, based on his understanding of some Rishonim, we assume not that way in the previous year, but the truth of the matter is that a lot of the Rishonim would seem to indicate, the Aruch Lener says, that by Shnei Shvilin, when there's two paths, one of them for sure created Tumah for the person to walk down, even if one person walked down the two paths, Bazeh HaChazeh, the Aloch is you can be mad to him. He went down one path on Tuesday, he asked, no problem, he's done. He went down the other Shvil on Wednesday, he comes, he says, I went down this path, there's a Suffolk Tumah there, Mutaloch, B'cheskes Taira. Ah, yesterday you issued a psak, so you can't paskin on him together. But could you paskin on him separate days, separate things? The Rishonim would seem to say that yes. And we discussed this, Benegeh, the fellow, the Yerushalmi says, who got lost in the Midbar. The halacha is that he's allowed to count all 7 days as Shabbos. All 7 days as week, because he has a roiv on each day of the week, that each day is a weekday. The reason for that is, he has a psak of a roiv. Aye, the roiv is contradictory, minei ubei. No matter, every single day is a separate shayla. As long as the shaylas are not asked, are not put together, but if every day is a separate shayla, the halacha is that he's allowed to assume the psak halacha that would be on each day, even without the contradictory psak of the other day. Steidler brings an interesting question. He brings from a Ran in Megillah. The Ran in Megillah discusses, in an interesting context, what happens if you have Ayoris Mukofois, the halacha is, like Shushan Abira, Yerushalayim, keep Purim on the 15th day of Adar. Regular cities, the way we do, keep Purim on the 14th day. The Gemara discusses Ayorois Misupokois. I think there's Tveria, there's a few other places in Eretz Yisrael, there's Akko, that keep a status of Ayorois Misupokois. The halacha is that they have to keep chumis of both days. Shows exactly how to do it, when it says Shechion and so on. It's a discussion in a sugya in Megillah. So the Ran says over there, why don't we say by Yoris Misupokois, it's Dirabonon, Sofik Dirabonon Lekula, Leining Purim is only Dirabonon. This, by the way, is an aside, a famous Shagasai that assumes that midivrei soifrim, that midivrei kabbalah, anything that's rooted in Torah, in the Nevi'im, in Torah Shemichzav, Megillah says his Torah Shemichzav has a status of deraisa legabi sol. The Ran goes without that. The Ran wants to know, why not be mekel? You get to the 14th day, you want to know the night of the 14th, whether you mechuv through the Megillah sol deraisa lekula. The next day, you're on vacation. It's not Purim. There's no chiyuv mitzvah because Sofik derabanan lekula. The next night, the night of the 15th, also, why not be matir both nights? He says, because then you'd be potter both days. You're not mechuyiv. You can't be mekel on the 14th because then you'd have to be mekel on the 15th, and both days would not be Purim. Why don't we say that it's the same thing, that even though you have two contradictory psalm and the person, but since each day is omen for itself, each one is a separate shayla, when you're on the 14th, you're asking a shayla on the 14th, when you're on the 15th, you're asking a shayla on the 15th. Why not say that you have to go, that you're allowed to go lekula? L'cha'ayra, one would have to say, that's a stipulous question, one would have to say that over there is a svara by itself. Over there the pshat is the pshat, every single place in the world has a Purim. The fact that Purim is part of the Jewish calendar is not subject to debate. The question is how to be kaveh. It's not a suffix that's chal in the year Yud Dalet Adar, Tov Shin Ayin Zayin, or Tov Shin Ayin Ches. The question is today. The question is a question in being kaveh, in a general sense, historically, what is that city? You have to look at all days together. So it's one shayla. If it's one shayla, both days are together, so then of course you can't be mekel in one psak both ways. So maybe that would be the answer to the stipulous kasha from Yenira. Now we have to ask ourselves a difficult question. We just got finished saying that according to many Rishonim, a person does something, he does Maisa X, the next day he does Maisa Y, each one kishel atzmai has a psak of being mutter. And the halach is that he's considered as having not done naveru. And the question is, how could that be true? Each one kishel la'atzmoy is lemaisa, a sofik, but if you put the two together, you know for sure that this fellow is tameh. How would you be allowed to be mitayer him? How does it make sense to take on two things and you know that the facts on the ground are soiser, the reality of the psak in both cases? And the halacha is that you look at each one as you look at each one kishul atzmai. A closer look at Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Yutes answers the problem. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Yutes brings down when he's talking about this business of Shnei Shvilim, where he went on one shvil and then the next day he went on the one shvil, even legabi one person, which is where the Tosfos is of the Mashmos that you could be matu each one. And Tosfos says over there the case is like this: he went on the first shvil on Sunday. He walked down the first path. He then went and he was mitayer himself. He went into the Beis HaMikdash. He brought a carbon on the first day, but he was mitayer himself. But he walked down the path. He had a cheskes tire. We paskened him his mutter. He then went to the mikveh. The next day, not he went to the mikveh because he was tamei. In principle, he was tamei. He had a cheskes tire. But it happens to be that he was mitayer himself. The next day, he went down the other path and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash without being mitayer. So the question is over there, there's two psokim that are contradictory, because each day he was rendered tahor, but it's not clear that now he's doing a ma'isa aveira, because lemaisa, on the first day he was mitayer himself. So when you're paskening on the second day, you're not paskening one psak on both ma'isim, that you can't do. You can't paskin one psak on both maisim together. You have to paskin in a way that each day is broken up. When you're paskin on the second day that he's Torah, you're paskin on the second day that he's Torah. He's certainly not today Maman of Shachtame because he went to the mikveh in between. So, yesterday you were able to paskin for him that he was Tohar. Today you were able to paskin for him that he's Tohar. That's not a problem. Like every day of the week, being a separate psak, like gabi the case of the fellow lost in the midbar. That's the catch over here. You could paskin for one person, two psakim that are matir, but you can't paskin one psak, which certainly includes a psak of him, being over. Where this slight variation expresses itself goes back to a case that we mentioned before in the previous year. We have the din is Sofik Deraisa L'chumra. The Rambam says that Mideraisa Sofik Deraisa L'kula. That's when a person is allowed to be Mekel on Tzveikis. And the question is asked, the Gemara brings in Kiddush Nafayin Gimel that by Mamzer there's Xeris HaKosuv, that Mamzer Deraisa L'kula. And the question is, who needs a sepik zeza kosov? Hare in all sveikos, the din is suffik deraisa lekula. What was nischadish by mamzer? So the Marit answers, the Shmaitzer brings him down, the Marit answers that you need the psaka the Rambam, you need the zeza kosov, even after the psaka the Rambam, that every suffik is mutter, but you wouldn't be able to be oif him a man of shock. You wouldn't be able to go both, you wouldn't be able to go both sides. I mean, say, he wouldn't be able to marry this fellow, who's a Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk Yisrael Kosher, would not be able to marry a Mamzeris and a Bas Yisrael. Now, the way we're discussing, Be'etzem, each Suffolk Kishalatzmi Paskin, there's a lot of gold to cool them. So what happens, let's say he married last year, he was married to a woman, and he's a Suffolk Mamzer. He married a Suffolk Israelis. He married an Israelis. A Suffolk, whether he's allowed to marry her, we say on him that he's allowed to go to Kula, and he's allowed to marry a Yisrael. His wife dies. The next year now, he marries a Mamzer. It's based on the predicate he's a Suffolk Mamzer, and he's allowed to be Mekel Suffolk Deraisa Lekula. Mamon of Shach, he was over in Issen. So based on what we said before, last year Shiloh was last year Shiloh, this year Shiloh is this year Shiloh. Where would the Marit Havdola, where would the Marit's distinction be true? Only if he married the two of them Bebasachas. If the two of them were Mamish Bebasachas. He wanted to marry two women, which we can't do Bezmanazeh, but he wanted to marry two women, one of Mamzeres and one of Israelis, that he wouldn't be able to do, and that you would need a Xeris HaKosuf. Of Mamzer Vada Vilay Mamzer Sofik. But if it was last year Sofik and this year Sofik, it's two different Sveikas. So there he'd be allowed to get married. That's the Chor would come out. The Marit himself would seem to indicate that his idea, his distinction, that you'd have to go to Chumrah, is even if last year Sofik was last year Sofik, this year Sofik is this year Sofik. Let's ponder this Chiddush for a few minutes. The Marit is saying something which the Chor is very logical. If he has a right to be Mekel in a Sofik, but last year he did it one way, this year he did it the other way. Last year he married Israelis, this year he married Mamzeris. The fact of the matter is, on the ground, he certainly was married to one woman that he wasn't allowed to be married to. Why would that make sense? So let's go back and ponder for a moment, in a more deeper level. What's this whole idea, according to the Rambam, that Sofik Deraisa Lekula? Is this Russian roulette that we're allowed to take risks? Imperil yourself at your own risk. If you want, you have a suffix, you could take a chance. You might find out later on, there's a 50-50 chance, you'll find out that it was Isser. So then he was over. Reb Shimon in Shari Yosher seems to take on such a position that the kula of the Rambam, the suffix, the rest of the kula, just means that the Torah didn't impose on you halachic chiyuv to be Purish minasofik. You're allowed to do it, but if you did it, then later on, what turns out is that you were over, and that's it. It's tough luck. You were over, and that's the halacha. Why, if a person ate something, and it turns out that it was chalev, so then he's mechuyev karban chatos. It's hard to accept such a position, because how would a person be allowed to go into a suffix? How could it be that the Torah would tell you to imperil yourself if there's a legitimate suffix? More than that, what's interesting is there's a Gemara in Chulun Daf Ches that a discussion between Rav Bibi and Abaya, and the Gemara discusses mitzad being mekel. The Gemara creates a distinction between Sofik Isser and Sofik Sakona, where something was a Sofik Isser because maybe it was turned to a trave or something, was a Sofik Sakona because maybe a Nochosh
penetrated the food and maybe poisoned it. And the Gemara seems to say that by the Sufik Issa Lekula and the Sufik Sakona Lekula, the Shmaitza learns up that Gemara is a riot to the Rambam, the Sufik Deraisa Lekula, Sufik Sakona, you have to go Lechumra. And the Shaila is, what's the difference between spiritual peril and between physical peril? If the Torah wouldn't allow you to take your chances on maybe something's going to be poison, why if something is spiritual poison or not? See, we have to ponder this nekuda, and we have to come out with a maskana that by Isser, there's no reality called chelev was eaten. Of course, the yesoid of chelev is that the chelev is something that's bad for a person. It's metamtem esalev, but the Torah only asers chelev with the vehicle of a maisa achilo. Isurim and the Torah are only when they're done in the manner where the Torah said you're not allowed to do it. For instance, a maisa achilo shaloi kederech achilo. There's no isur Torah because that's not a maisa achilo. The Torah said lo soichal. The food that was ingested is the same thing, but if you eat it in a not usual way, which is the heter for gelatin, because it's being ingested, it's the same mitzius, it's the same physical reality, no matter. The Torah asked machol sasuris with a maisa achilo. What creates a maisa iser, part of what creates every maisa that a person does, is the awareness level with which that maisa is suffused. If a person eats something, and there's no idea as to the Isser status, it's not just that maybe he was allowed to, he's not missing your Shemayim for eating it. It's more than that. It's that the Maisa, even if he was over Chalil, if it turns out Lamafei was over, the Pshat is that it's not a full Maisa Isser. If it doesn't have the awareness that it is Chalev, then it's missing in the Shem Maisa. The information, the awareness that a person has as to the nature of what he's eating informs the Maisa Achila. That Maisa Achila is not a proper Maisa Achila. Memela, the reason why the Rambam holds Sufik Deraisa Lekula is because even if later on it turns out he was over, it's not a full Maisa Issa. So it's Memela, the Torah said you're allowed to eat it. I'll bring a riot to this. A person could have a Sufik, whether something's also in water, and it could be statistically a 50-50 chance. The Gemara says that, and it's clear, even according to the Rambam, that by Ikba Yisura, where you have in front of you, you have two pieces of meat, they got mixed up, one is Chelev, one is Shuman, one is Mutter, one is Osa, there you're not allowed to eat either one. And over there, the Rambam would be Machmid, that you're not allowed to eat yourself there, Isa Luchoma. What's the difference? It's the same 50-50 chance. The Mahalach Luchara would be that where a person has something, he has no awareness as to an Isser state, when he's eating it without awareness, felt in the Maisa Achila, there is no Maisa Achila of Isser. Mashenkin, where he has it in front of him, he's not eating a piece of meat. He's eating one of the two pieces of meat that are together, and that Maisa is suffused with an awareness of the Tzad that's in front of him of Isser, that says that there's an awareness of the Isser right in front of him. It's not enough to know there's a Sufik, to know mentally there's a reason why it might be also. He knows there's a Sufik, it's not a Maisa Isser. But where two pieces are in front of us, there the Maisa is defined as he's eating one of those two, that is a Maisa which has in it by definition, the tzad of the chance of eating chelev. If it turns out it's chelev, it's going to be a proper issa. So Mel over there, he would have to be machmir. It's an important principle, b'chalal in halacha, that awareness and decision making, one's decision to have done something, and one's awareness of what he's doing, is not only just how much at fault he is, but it also defines the maisa itself. We'll bring an example which is not really related to our Indian, but because it's an important principle, we'll just give one more example. There's two halachas which seem to be the same, and the Rambam creates a distinction between the two. We know there's halacha that a person, v'chai b'hem, a person is allowed to be over kol ha'tir kulo if there's a real risk of sakonis nefashis, except for gimel chamuris, avoy dezor, gil erai, shvichas domim, where the halacha is, yehorig v'al yavar. He's not allowed to be over. What happens, let's say, a person, Rachman son, the Crusades, tach v'tat, the Inquisition was put to the test, and he was given a choice to be Moshe Nefesh or to be killed for refusing to bow down to the cross. The halach is mechuyev. What happens if he's not oimid b'nisoyin? The Rambam says, even if Edim were there and they warned him basro that he's not allowed to save his life, he's not allowed to bow down to avodah zarah, the halach is, even if he was over. But he won't be chayv misa, even though they're Edim and asro. Why? Because that mice is considered an oinus. So of course, if he did the mice under coercion, he had the crusader's sword at his neck. There's a similar halacha in, the Rambam brings both of them in, Hilchis Yisodei HaTorah, where a person what was called Misrapi Batzei Asherah. We don't exactly have access to it. There was some type of way of channeling, a refuah for a situation that was sakonis nefashis from something which would condone avodah zarah. The halacha is he's mechuyev to give up his life and not give credence to avodah zarah. Yehorig v'ayaver. Gimel Chamurois. The halacha is if Edom are there and they warn him, there's Hasra. The halacha is if he doesn't give up his life, he's Misrap about Tzeshay, he's Chayv Misa. What's the difference? Both of them, he was at risk that in an hour or 5 minutes, he's going to be killed if he refuses. He'll die by natural causes if he doesn't take part in the Misrap about Tzeshay, or he'll be killed by the crusader if not. What's the difference between the two of them? Both of them, he did it only because he's an Ebuch. He was over, but on the other hand, you understand him. You have Rachmanos on him. He did it because he didn't have the courage to give up his life like Kiddush Hashem. What's the difference between the two? The difference is not in the fault level. The difference is in that definition of the Maisa. When a person does a Maisa, and it's not his decision to do that Maisa, but there was a gun at his neck, that's not called his Maisa. An oinis means that the Maisa was coerced on him by somebody else. He might have not given up his life, but the Maisa isn't a Maisa that was done by his own will. If it's not a Maisa that was done by his own will, so there he's not Chayim Misa. The Maisa is not a Maisa Averu. He might be at fault for not being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, but the Maisa is not a full Maisa Averu. Misrapi Batzei Asherah, it's his decision. He has a medical decision. Achman Slan is going to die. But the decision was made by him, not by somebody else. In that case, the Maisa is a full Maisa Averu. The din will be Rachman Slan in such a case if he was over. And the way Edom and Asor will be Chai Misa. This is a very stark illustration of this principle where the Maisim of a person are informed by his awareness level. Like we're saying, Legabi Sveik, as we're giving an example, where the Maisim of a person has nothing to do with how much fault, or how much he could have prevented a situation. It has to do with a definition of the Maisim being his Maisim, being done with his awareness by his decision-making process, or not.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.